If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
On a previous episode of Shadow Realm...
On a cushion of animal bones with green incandescent flames licking its edges... Sat my Ramayan! I have to save the epic! A boy woke up to complete his journey, for he had realized the meaning of his name.
Oh. He's alive! Jeram, he's alive! Arya, can you see me?
Bring him to his senses. Tickle his nose with some grass. Make him sneeze.
Achoo! Chimpu? Ranga? Raja?
I'm sorry. I keep letting you down.
We all make mistakes. If we Vanars hadn't made mistakes repeatedly, we wouldn't be in danger of going extinct. Mistakes can be corrected.
Now that you are awake, and hopefully past your fixation with deers, it is time to plan our strategy.
Strategy?
Ravan is about to burn your copy of the Ramayana. If he does that, it will be the end for all of us.
That's why we've gathered an army to help you.
An army of my own?
At your service. We're all ready.
What do we have for weapons?
We have none. When Ravan went back into the depths of the earth, we laid our weapons down for good. We never thought we'd need them again.
Perhaps we can call on Rishiji?
No. If there were any available, Rishiji would have made sure we had them in our hands. Besides, look around you. What do you see? Not Vanars, just ordinary monkeys.
You're right. The monkeys outnumber the Vanars by far.
They can't fight with sophisticated human weapons.
But how are we to defeat the Rakshasas? They'll tear us to shreds, even before we can get near the bonfire.
We can create our own weapons out of sticks, stones, and monkey slings.
Huh? What are we, monkeys at the zoo playing tricks on the tourists?
Just listen. We'll have to go deep into the canyon. Once we do, we can use sticks and stones to distract the Rakshasas.
Distract them from what?
From you. Our slinging will annoy them so much, they'll avert their focus. Rakshasas are so much slower than monkeys.
Let me get this straight. Your big plan to defeat the Rakshasas is not to fight them, but annoy them?
Yes. And once we have their attention, you'll be free to use the Agni Astra.
But I have just one arrow left. And there are hundreds of Rakshasas down there.
I may not know the art of warfare, but I know this. It's no ordinary weapon, and your last arrow is golden. It's far more powerful than the bronze and silver. They were only given to you for practice.
Practice?
You have to trust Rishiji. He knows what he's doing.
Given our inferior position, there is no way we can rush into the canyon without a concrete plan.
We'll enter from the far side. It slopes down to the central valley and is thickly wooded. But how are we going to make our approach?
Wait, I got it. Macbeth.
Huh?
You know Shakespeare.
No, who's that? Is he a Swami?
He wrote plays. We studied one of them in school recently. In the play, the army used a hidden warfare technique. They advanced by camouflaging themselves with tree stumps. You could do the same thing. The Rakshasas will just assume your trees. Then, little by little, you go down the hillside carrying the stumps. By evening, you should reach the edges of the dark side, but all the Rakshasas will see are trees.
Won't they wonder how so many trees have gotten closer to the canyon?
No, they never focus on anything to do with nature. Besides, the far side of the canyon is thickly covered with trees. They won't be able to notice a few more.
So when should we plan to go to the far side?
Only the monkeys will enter from there. You must enter from this side. It's the closest to the stake.
No way. It's too steep. How am I supposed to go down it?
You could try to plavung.
Plavung? Okay, so what's your interpretation of plavung? Rishiji never really gave me an answer on that one.
I guess it's something like fly or leap out.
The last time I leapt out into nothingness, I fell down the cliffside to this rocky ledge.
We'll help you. We'll take you to the edge. We have faith you can do it.
When do we begin?
In total sunlight. Their tawny red eyes can only see clearly at night. The sunlight blinds them.
So we need to wait for broad daylight?
No, we will start at the call of the leopard.
Call of the leopard?
Leopards are nocturnal creatures. They'll eat anything they can get their paws on. But when they retreat to their cave dwellings, they call to mark the daylight hours. That call will be our signal.
Wow, Chimpu! You really came up with that plan like a born general.
I too have descended from the old world tribes.
With just another hour till sunlight, my eyes had begun to droop with the weight of the world. Chimpu and the other Vanars could see that. Ugh, I'm feeling so tired.
Rest. We have some time left.
As I wafted into a nap, I thought about my journey and started to believe there was a reason for everything. If I hadn't set fire to the forest which caused Pandu's injury, I'd have never met the medicine woman. And if I hadn't gone off to look for the plant, I would have never followed the Chinkara or lost the Ramayan. My journey was not just about me saving the Ramayan. Everything was leading me to the inevitable. I had to face Ravan himself.
Thank you for listening to Shadow Realm. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone who'd love to journey through the Aria Chronicles. Visit thearyachronicles.com for more information. Be sure to rate and review us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Coming up on Shadow Realm.
It's time. We must head down to the dark side.
I took a few steps back, readied myself, and leapt out into the air.
Stay tuned for more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.